Hello, Saints. Todd here with SafeguardYourSoul.com. Thank you so much for tuning in. We are so blessed to have these moments together in the Word of God. And remember, Saints, there's nothing happening on God's planet that is even remotely as important as the work of the gospel and feeding the sheep of Jesus Christ, for whom He died to save, so that they can grow in grace, they can be edified, they can be equipped for the work of the ministry according to the scriptures. And let me just guarantee you this one thing: by the grace of God, this outreach will continue to unapologetically endeavor to preach the whole of the Word of God, regardless of who gets offended or not, in Jesus' name. And please remember that your prayers and support are vital to this operation. Thank you.
Many today become shocked and quite put off and offended when they hear watch men and women who love God sending out the warning that Christ is coming, and the greatest enemy of the Lord, according to the full counsel of His word, seems to be wolves, deceivers, and false prophets that reign among us, that have been elevated to positions of authority by gainsaying, self-serving people who are heaping to themselves teachers having itching ears. Jesus warns us right there in the first gospel. He says in verse 15 of the 7th chapter of Matthew, "Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing." In other words, they look the part, they hold a position, they have the degree, supposedly, but inwardly they are ravening or devouring wolves. In other words, they're self-serving, they're not Savior-serving. If they were Savior-serving, they'd be bowed down in humility, brokenness before God, and fearing Him alone, and serving Him by maturing the saints, not exploiting them for their own self-serving purpose. Ministry in America has basically become a profession where people can make a lot of money and have an easy life. And let me tell you, true ministry is anything but easy. It's absolutely unending. There's no end to it. You have to pull yourself away from it. And that's probably proof that there's a divine calling there, instead of just self-appointing ourselves to a position of ministry, which, like I said, become basically a profession where they become real estate managers and entertainment circus guides, if you will, or conductors. People are very willing to support financially and with their presence and bringing their families. They're willing to support the entertainment centers that call themselves churches that are all over America. We've got them all over here. And if they're not preaching the word, not just speaking it, but also preaching it, teaching it, and warning of false prophets, that's clear evidence that they are not fulfilling the will of God. They're out of the will of God, and they're false. That's false. It goes whether that definition fits you, me, or anyone else. And Jesus is saying here, beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. You shall know them by their fruits. And the first fruit you're to know is the doctrine. Does their gospel call to repentance begin with the command to repent? God has not changed. The first word out of John the Baptist's mouth was repent. The first word out of Jesus' mouth in His ministry was to not believe, but repent. This is Matthew 3, verse 2. You might want to take notes so you can find out whether or not I'm just throwing things out there and putting scripture reference behind it to deceive you. You better check me out. You better check out everything and everybody against God's word, just like the Bereans did, who, when Paul preached to them, they took him to task. They weighed everything he said against Holy Scripture. They searched the scriptures daily to find out whether or not those things Paul said were true. Acts 17:11. I'm amazed that when people get upset at the marking, the labeling, the identifying of false teachers who are operating among God's people, posing as Christian leaders, but they are donning sheep's clothing in order to deceive the people. I'm often very surprised, or not so surprised, I should say, when people get upset. Now, here's the thing. This is further proof. The people that get upset, it's further proof that them, like myself in my early Christianity, are being led astray by deceivers. Those deceivers aren't going to teach you how to discern. Why? Because then they're going to be found out. You get it? I want you to do something. Get your King James Bible software out, the best kind you like, and just look up the word false. Look up the word false. That's it. Just the word false. You'll find an interesting, let's see, it appears 64 times, and just look at the New Testament here. It starts in the verse we're in. The first time the word false appears is in the New Testament from Matthew to Revelation is Matthew 7:15. False prophets. That means there are false prophets. And how do they come to you? Saying, oh, here I am, I'm a false prophet? No. They come to you in sheep's clothing. They have the degree, they have the pulpit, they have the building, but they're false prophets. They're not teaching the Word of God. That's what Jesus sent leaders to do, servant shepherds who truly fear Him. Those that truly fear Him obey Him. And what did He do? What did He say to do? Jesus said, teach all men my word. End of Matthew 28, the end of the Gospel of Matthew. Go teach all men my word. These guys have everything in the world that they're doing except teaching people the Word of God. In fact, let me ask you something. How long have you been a church member? You got the answer. I don't. Also, the following question is, how much of the Word of God do you know? How many scriptures do you have memorized? Do you have any book in the Bible mastered? There's 66 of them. Do you feel comfortable teaching the Word? Even none of us know the whole counsel of God as good as we will one day, hopefully. But are you learning the Word of God is my point. If you're not, you are under a deceiver. You're under a deceiver because if he was a true man of God, he would be admonishing, rebuking, inspiring, encouraging, and everything else to get you and get your nose and your eyes on the Word of God. To study to show your own self a approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. If you hang around a true under-shepherd, one who truly fears God and is fulfilling the New Testament mandate upon all servant leaders, then he is either going to get you in the Word, or he's going to get you very upset trying to do so to where you just leave. The Bible tells us, friend, this is not a game, that in the last days, men would not endure, that is, hold themselves accountable to sound doctrine, clear teaching, the Word of God. They're not going to hold themselves accountable. They're not going to endure sound doctrine, you see. They're going to heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. If you're comfortable, if a person is comfortable sitting under these wolves who are doing nothing but entertaining them, sprinkling a few scripture here and there that they usually twist and misuse and dodging out all the Word of God, most of it, if you will, if they're comfortable under that, it's because they themselves are counterfeit. They're in trouble. They're lukewarm and on the edge of being spewed from the mouth of the Lord, which means cast in the hell. They are not abiding in Him. They have departed from the faith, you see, but they've been made to believe because they didn't depart from church attendance and being loyal to the local pastor and the local assembly and community, if you will, then that they're a member in right standing in the kingdom of God. And nothing could be further from the truth. Right down from here, Jesus warns that not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. And that doesn't include going to church every Sunday. Jesus or his apostles never mentioned such. But brother, we have to have fellowship. Yeah, fellowship. Why would you wait, if you're a true believer, why would you wait till Sunday morning to have fellowship if you love Jesus, who told you to deny yourself daily and take up your cross daily and follow Him daily, daily? But these wolves have made Christianity, they've reduced it down to church attendance. That's it. Just attending their church and patronizing their little church business. You don't see it that way, and you might not want to see it that way at this point, but that's basically what it is. And you can tell them, in fact, the hope you do, that I call them a wolf if they're not getting you into the Word of God. No one's going to take me up on or challenge me on that because nobody can argue with it. And if they're guilty of it, they need to repent before God, come out with their sin publicly to the congregation they have been misleading, and tell them they are sorry before God. They need the prayers of the people, and they are going to start preaching the Word, whether it runs everybody out of there or not. And that kind of man, which would be a rare man, wow, I don't know if I've ever seen anybody do that, will be in eternal glory. But all false prophets, the Bible says, that they're of them, false teachers and false prophets, their damnation slumbereth not. Now, if this wasn't such an epidemic and didn't identify the last days, then I don't know why Jesus gave it as the actual first thing that he said, and then continually throughout Matthew 24, most of us know that to be a chapter that's speaking about the last days, where Jesus' disciples said, they came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? So they're asking, how are we going to know the sign of your coming and the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, watch this, take heed that no man deceive you. Now, why would that be the first thing he said if men, yes, mere sinful men, posing, as he said himself, in sheep's clothing, having all the right things, smiling, nice, easygoing, happy, friendly, nice people, kind people, got a seminary degree, that's what the sheep's clothing is. That's what they're hiding behind. You see, and the gullible who don't seek God for themselves will be deceived by them, which he tells us many will be deceived by them. So Jesus says here, take heed that no man deceive you. For many, notice, not a few, but many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. You see, friend, many today come in the name of Jesus. That's part of their sheep's clothing, or that thin veneer that they hide behind to make people think that they're really leading in the right ways of the Lord. And you can do that with biblically illiterate people, people that have chosen to be ignorant. And let me tell you, I don't mean to insult you, but if you get insulted and it causes you to change your ways, then so be it. I'm not going to apologize for that. You won't be the first one that attacked me. If you don't know God's word and you aren't learning God's word daily, you are an ignorant, gullible individual. You are an ignorant person, and you're going to be destroyed for lack of knowledge. Oh, but brother, are we saved by knowledge? Here's my point, friend. If you got time, energy, and the wherewithal, we all know that all of us have the time, energy, desire, and wherewithal to do something with our time that he gave us, and that something does not begin and end with and isn't full of you seeking God, you don't have Jesus in your life. I didn't say you weren't saved in the past, but you're lost now. You are a foolish virgin whose lamp is empty, and you're not ready to meet the Lord. If you die today, you're going to hell. He is not your first love. You are lukewarm, and he is going to spew you out of his mouth. You're going to be rejected from his body. You're not allowing him to reign over your life. You are self-directed. You love this present world. You're full of self. You're self-willed. You're anything but a Christian. You're not following Christ. If you were following Christ, you'd be doing it on his terms. That means you'd be setting yourself aside, denying yourself, taking up your cross daily and following him and making him known to others. And that would include learning his word, getting up every morning and seeking his face, studying to show yourself approved unto him, filling your heart and mind with the treasure and the precepts and the divine inspiration and blessedness of his words. You'd be learning the word of God. You wouldn't be an ignorant person. You'd be thriving and flourishing in the Lord. Hallelujah. The prophet Jeremiah said, thy words, Lord, were found, and I did eat them, and thy word was unto me the joy and the rejoicing of mine heart. So Jesus says here in verse 11, after he gives the first sign of the return as being many coming in his name, then he says in verse 11 in this discourse, and many, this last day's discourse, and many, not a few, but many false prophets shall arise and shall deceive many. Now how many are going to be deceived? Jesus said many. And how are they going to be deceived? Through many false prophets. That's verse 11. All right, let's jump to verse 24. For he keeps on repeating this. Must be extremely important. Not only that, they got first mention. Law of first mention must mean it's the most important thing to know about his soon return. Verse 24 of Matthew 24, for there shall arise false Christs. There's a lot of people around the world now claiming they're Christ. What a joke. It would be a hysterical place to laugh, other than there's people so gullible, willingly ignorant, as Peter put it, as to believe these guys. They don't even have nail-scarred hands and feet. It's almost not worth addressing. But anyway, for there shall arise false Christ and false prophets, there it is again, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Wow. If it were possible, they would deceive the very elect. Friend, this is a cursory message on this topic. You just would, if you haven't been in the Word long and you haven't studied the subject, you would absolutely be shocked at how much attention God gives in His 66-book canon to this subject. That's why we put together the books Predators in Our Pulpits and Deceivers and False Prophets Among Us. I encourage you to get both of those books and perhaps buy an extra copy for those around you and maybe for a leader, you know, a pastor, an evangelist. God bless you, friend. Feel free to avail yourself to safeguardyoursoul.com. There is a category called Discernment on safeguardyoursoul.com. There's also a category called Wolf Exposé. I invite you to look into those. And again, you can order the books Predators in Our Pulpits and Deceivers and False Prophets Among Us at safeguardyoursoul.com. The Lord Jesus Christ richly bless you.
Well, brothers and sisters, it's been a blessing to spend these moments with you in the Word of God. And remember, there's hundreds of more Christ-centered, scripture-rich, edifying podcasts on safeguardyoursoul.com/audios. There's also a store page with several many books on there for your edification in Christ. They're all scripture-rich and Christ-centered. Also, tens of thousands of saints and sinners are being reached every month, and your prayers are coveted for the fruitfulness and supply of this outreach. God be praised, by the way, for those who are supporting. And feel free to visit our donate page on the site, and you can use your debit card, PayPal, or Patreon, and you can become a monthly sustaining member if you choose to do so, and a gift of any amount is so appreciated. Part of this outreach is to equip and supply other ministering disciples across our great country and all over the world. And may God be praised that there's fruitfulness happening among His people and through His beloved saints, as we know that the return of our Lord Jesus Christ draws nigh. And we say together in the words of Revelation 22, "Even so, come, Lord Jesus." Amen.